great being with you for Central Moments again today. After taking the week off last week to visit the last week of Jesus' life as we walk through Holy Week, we're now picking up in what is week 9 of our 40-week journey through the Bible. And it brings up the issue today of our spiritual hunger. We are born by God. It's inbred in us by God's creative design that we have a spiritual hunger that can only be satisfied by Him. And the physical picture of this is Israel, who's now out of slavery in Egypt. They are now starting to wander through the wilderness. And in verse 1 of Exodus 16, it says, a whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. So they're fresh out of their slavery. They're now in this huge wilderness. Moses had been a shepherd for 40 years in this same wilderness, and now he's being called to shepherd God's people through this wilderness. But it wasn't long before it wasn't going well for poor Moses, the pastor. Because in the desert, verse 2, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And they said, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. How fatalistic and how despairing. I mean, they are free from hundreds of years of slavery. But they're getting hungry out in the desert. There's no really natural support for a food supply out in a barren desert. And they are saying, what is going on here? Did God just deliver us from slavery to have us starve out in this desert? But God provided for them in a supernatural way. And God began to provide bread on the ground every day. And it was called manna. And this bread, people discovered when they woke up in the morning. It's like as the dew evaporated, here was all this bread on the ground. And verse 31 tells us that the people of Israel called the bread manna. And actually, that's Hebrew for what is it? They woke up and go, what's that? What is this? And so that's what they called it. And it would turn out that for 40 years, God would supernaturally provide bread for them to eat. Verse 31 goes on to describe the manna. It was white like coriander seed, tasted like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, this is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come so that they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt. This becomes such a significant picture that Jesus himself steps into in his ministry. Because in John chapter 6, he's engaging both his supporters and his critics. And he starts talking about how God provided manna in the wilderness. God provided bread. And verse 35 of John 6, then Jesus said this amazing thing, I am the bread of life. That manna was a picture of what I would come to be for you, to satisfy your spiritual hunger. He said, whoever comes to me will never grow hungry. I don't know what you're feeding your spiritual hunger with. I know a lot of people are trying to feed that hunger they feel in their lives with all kinds of worldly junk food. There's all kinds of distractions, all kinds of trivial entertainments. There's nothing wrong with enjoying things in the world and living a creative life. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying nature. But there is something of a hunger in the soul that can only be met by God. But so many people are trying to find that fulfillment in life. They're trying to feed that hunger in them with immorality and godlessness and self-medication, using sin and distractions just to medicate their pain and satisfy their spiritual hunger. But Jesus said, I am the bread of life. whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And then that amazing moment we just celebrated last week in Easter, where Jesus at the Last Supper, he took the bread. This is Luke 22, verse 19. He took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to them and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." What can truly satisfy the spiritual emptiness in our lives? Only our Creator. He created us to need him. He created us with a hunger for him. And will you just let that hunger not be redirected towards other things, but just today, let that hunger be directed towards the Lord. And let Jesus today nourish your heart as the bread of life. He said, if you eat of me, you'll never hunger again. So Father, we thank you that you are the bread of life. We thank you that you alone satisfy the core, deepest needs of our hearts. Take our longings and our hungerings. Forgive us for where we have tried to find them satisfied elsewhere. Wash us clean by the blood you shed on the cross. Refresh our hearts, Lord, with fresh hunger for you, O God. And thank you that you put that hunger in us because you then want to become the bread of life. Like you provided manna every day, like you taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. My God, be our daily bread for us today. We look to you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.